What would you say is an ordinary ring? Just how would you describe?
Well, depends on what time of year. This time of year, if we had an ordinary ring, we'd say we had a good shower yesterday. That means a good shower indicates that we had enough to satisfy most of the needs for rain. But in the wintertime, we'd say we had a rain all day, literally all day. Then if you have one of these little cloud bursts, we just say we had a downpour.
Okay.
A downpour indicates an extra amount of water in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But just an ordinary rain indicates a reasonable amount falling over an extended period of time.
All right. What would you call it? Kind of a heavy white mist that you sometimes see in the morning?
A fog?
Mm-hmm. What kind of day how would you describe that kind of day?
What time of year?
Usually,
now if it's the winter time, we call it a dreary day.
Uh-huh. Well, say it was during the summer, so.
Well, you wouldn't have, your fog and mist wouldn't last too long in the summertime. It would clear away.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, it'll last a good long time. Quite often,
mm-hmm.
due to the atmospheric conditions. In the summertime, they'll burn off for too long.
Okay. Well, if you got up in the morning and saw the fog outside, you might say to your wife, looks like it's going to be what kind of day?
Well, it's going to be a rainy day.
Or a
dreary day. Depending on what season of the year. But say a damp day, a rainy day, or a dreary day in the wintertime, it just depends on what time of year it is.
Okay.
Because we seldom have a day like that all day in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll burn off. Yesterday morning it's clear, then it rains, there's thunder showers, then burn off, clear the rest of the day. Just short periods of time. And in the wintertime you have those literally all day sometimes,
mm-hmm.
for a day or two.
Okay. If you went fishing one day and there's a fog over the lake, you might say the lake is...
It's closed in.
Uh-huh. Or fogged?
Fogged in.
Okay. If you have no rain for weeks and weeks, you have a...
extended dry spell.
Okay. It's been that way since before yesterday,
hasn't
it?
Well, we hadn't had any rain since March, last of March.
Really?
Oh, yes, it was the first measurable rain we'd had in April.
Mm-hmm. Good
wonders
for the crop, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Well, how long would you say a drought would last? What is your idea of a drought?
Depends on what time of year it is.
Mm-hmm.
During your growing season, 3 weeks is rather an extended drought. Now, in late September and October, 3 or 4 weeks is just your harvest season. We don't consider that a drought. It depends on... very definitely. What season of the year that you were talking about is the length. Now, if we didn't have any rain from the middle of September till the middle of November, we'd call that a drought. But if we don't have any rain from the 1st of October till the last of October, we say we've had a fine harvest season.
Mm-hmm.
Good to harvest the crops in. Of course, this time of year, 3 weeks is